Hi there, I'm Hilary, and welcome to this latest short podcast from Adept English. Learn English through listening. That's what we do at Adept English, and we try to make it interesting, current, and topical for you at the same time. Hopefully this means that Adept English is more interesting than your English language textbook, the one you used to use at school. It's a good way to learn the English language. So, here's an interesting idea. I don't know whether it's happening in your country, but in the UK, we are very concerned about what we call single-use plastics. So, plastic waste is a horrible problem all over the world. There have been awful pictures on the TV news recently of plastic waste, rubbish covering the surface of the sea, washing up in rivers. Yes, we can recycle some plastic, but a lot of it doesn't get recycled or isn't easily recycled. So, trying to reduce the use of single-use plastics is important. I think that the word plastic is the same in many languages. It's what your water bottles are usually made of anyway. And single-use means that you use something only once and then you throw it away. It becomes rubbish. The problem is that that plastic, that rubbish that you've used just once, can take around 450 years or even up to 1,000 years to decompose, to disappear. That's crazy. So you drink your water from a plastic bottle in probably under 5 minutes, and then the bottle continues to exist as a piece of rubbish for 1,000 years. That's a bit mad. Well, in the fight against plastic waste, plastic pollution, much of the work must be done by the companies who make the products, who package them. It's their job to make packaging less plastic. But each of us can also do our bit. And I noticed a brilliant solution to one part of the problem that's being used by a restaurant in Bristol in the UK. Plastic drinking straws are single-use plastics. But at the same time, it is nice to drink your cocktail with a straw. So this restaurant in Bristol are using pasta instead of plastic straws for their cocktails. They said, apparently, customers have been very happy with this idea. You can use them once, throw them away, and I'm pretty sure they won't create the same kind of rubbish problem. It's pasta. So it's not going to be a piece of rubbish which is hanging around in 1,000 years' time. I did a quick bit of research to find out what kind of pasta could we use as a drinking straw. I was surprised to find that there is such a thing as a pasta dictionary. Obviously spaghetti hasn't got a hole in the middle, macaroni's too short, and penne are too fat and short. So having done some research, what about bucatini? Or possibly tubini? Or maybe even pecciatelli? Would any of these work as a drinking straw? None of these are types of pasta that I'm familiar with. And you'll notice also that my Italian pronunciation leaves a little to be desired. So, if there's anyone out there with expertise in pasta who could tell us which type of pasta would be most suitable as a drinking straw, we'd be really interested to hear from you. And let's do our bit for the environment. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye.